This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You got your tickets for the new Avengers movie yet? Endgame is breaking box office records, and it hasn't even officially opened nationwide. It's really only a question of how much of a blockbuster the thing is going to wind up being, which, the other day in our morning news meeting, brought us around to this question. With superhero franchises being the dominant force at the box office the past, what, like a decade or so, what do you suppose Hollywood would be like without them? We asked Marketplace's Mariel Seguera to do a little thought experiment.
This is the only way to open this story, right?
In a world where Captain America and T'Challa and Batman never existed, and superhero movies didn't bring in a quarter of box office revenue, Hollywood would be a very different place.
Last year, 6 out of the 10 top-grossing films in North America were superhero movies. Paul DeGarabedian at ComScore says there are good reasons for that.
Superhero movies are extraordinarily cinematic. They're bigger than life. These movies are meant to be seen in a movie theater.
They're what Hollywood needs to get people to switch off Netflix and leave their houses. Also, Charlotte Howell, a media studies professor at Boston University, says the comic books that are the source material for superhero movies lend themselves to the very lucrative practice of franchising.
They have a long history of creating multiple versions of superheroes, multiple universes, multiple what-if spin-off titles.
And that means studios can crank out multiple films and TV shows and podcasts and action figures and video games. But there was a world before superhero films and another genre that used to dominate Hollywood. Wheeler Winston Dixon, who teaches film studies at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, says that genre once accounted for about half of the movies in theaters.
It had readily recognizable archetypes. These are the good guys. These are the bad guys. Here's the conflict, but the outcome is foretold.
Yep, we're talking about Westerns, which faded away. So Winston Dixon says if we didn't have superhero movies, something else would probably fill the void. Something just like them.
End-of-the-world movies or action movies, like the Die Hard movies where you have heroic angles of skyscrapers and bombs going off and things like that.
But to be clear, he doesn't think the superhero genre is going away anytime soon. I'm Mariel Seguera for Marketplace.